Welcome to Catalate. Chuck Meether here at the Kirkside Cafe. We have been working through the Heidelberg Catechism, and this morning we look at question and answer number 14. Can any mere creature make satisfaction for us? None. For first, God will not punish any other creature for the sin which man committed. And further, no mere creature can sustain the burden of God's eternal wrath against sin and redeem others from it. So to grasp the context of this, we go back a couple of question and answers here in the Heidelberg Catechism under Lord's Day 5, where we find God's will that his justice be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves or by another. And that answers the question, since then by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and be again received into favor? And so the question is, how can we escape? And the answer is that we must make full satisfaction. And so as we look at it today, can, again, any mere creature make satisfaction for us? And no one can. Because God will not punish any other creature for that which we have committed. And also, no mere creature can withstand the burden of God's anger against us, let alone redeem others from it. It's an impossibility. And Hebrews 2 attests to this. Since, therefore, children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that though death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. And when we say propitiation, sometimes you hear that term along with the term expiation. And propitiation simply means to appease the wrath of God. So God gave us his son not only to be our high priest, but to also be the sacrifice. Because the son and the son alone could make satisfaction for us. And that's how we would escape eternal punishment. So we read from Hebrews 2, 14 through 17, but also here in verse 18, for because he himself has suffered when tempted, he's able to help those who are being tempted. And dear friends, how comforting that is, especially in light of Psalm 130, verse 3. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? No one, but because he, the Lord Jesus Christ, suffered, he is able to help us. So when you feel so surrounded by temptation, you go to him in prayer because the Spirit of Christ understands, and his groanings go beyond our understanding because he knows us better than we know our needs. And yet, we have the privilege of coming before his throne of grace to lay it all there, because he is able